USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House coronavirus press briefing, President Trump said it's going to be tough for the next 2 weeks. He's urging Americans to commit to the continued social distancing to keep the high number of deaths down.
Follow the guidelines for the next 30 days. It's a matter of life and death, frankly. It's a matter of life and death.
They said even with social distancing, 100,000 to 240,000 people may perish. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number. But as being realistic, we need to prepare ourselves that that is a possibility.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
New York is the nation's deadliest for the virus, with more than 1,500 deaths. And Governor Andrew Cuomo is grateful that his call for medical help is being answered.
We put out a request a couple of days ago to ask retirees to come forward. We have now about 78,000 people who said that they would help. God bless the state of New York and God bless humanity.
The president is now giving his medical experts credence when they say the virus deaths could be 100,000 to around 240,000. Dr. Deborah Burke says that range is based on the current social distancing policies staying in place.
There's no magic bullet. There's no magic vaccine or therapy. It's just behaviors.
The closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange signaled the worst quarter performance ever. The Dow had lost 23.2%. And the S&P fell 20%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Big changes are coming to the NFL. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
NFL owners announcing they will expand the league's playoffs, beginning with the 2020 season. The decision will add two additional playoff teams to bring the total to 14. Each conference will have seven playoff teams, and the top seed will earn a first-round bye. The change marks the first NFL postseason expansion since 1990.
One U.S. senator is hoping to prevent future pandemics. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a message to the Chinese government. Shut down those wet markets. Wet markets offer meat from exotic animals, which he argues transmit viruses from animals to human beings, including COVID-19. Graham tells Fox News.
Well, I'm going to write a letter to the World Health Organization and to the Chinese ambassador asking them to close the Chinese wet markets. These are open-air markets where they sell monkey, they sell bat. We think this whole thing started from a transmission from a bat to a human. About the last three or four pandemics have come from the Chinese wet markets. I don't think this came from a Chinese military lab, but these wet markets are gross. They're just absolutely disgusting, selling exotic animals that transmit viruses from animals to human beings. Those things need to shut down.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.